WCHV time is 8:15. Like magic, I say he's coming up, and there he is. Like last night's Mexican food, here comes Mac. I'm sorry, that was a bad... Scratch that one off the promo list. Mac McDonald is here with his notebook in hand. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Don't go back to that one. All right. Presented by Batteries Plus. You can always trust the plus. The quality of college coaching is not level specific. Now, that's not me. I didn't write that. That's another quote from Virginia's head coach. He prepares his team to host non-conference foe Abilene Christian. Now, from a player's perspective, it would be easy to skip a rep or take a playoff here and there because when you open social media and you're a 35-point favorite, we all know, okay, maybe I'll get to play. But we all know in a Bronco Mendenhall program, that happens as often as a total solar eclipse. See 2017, all right? While many feel this 4 o'clock, I'll have another one, Buffy, game will be over by halftime. Just know the Cavs should cover the 35, but that's not Bronco's style. He likes the Wildcat program, and this is only the fifth team from ACU to face an ACC team in anything since 2013. Coach Bronco, a lot of respect for the Cats.
I'm impressed with the scheme, with the strategy, and with the overall way the program is run. And then you start looking at specific players versus the depth of the roster. That's usually the biggest difference, and this would be no different. Yeah, we're anxious for the challenge.
All right, now prepare to watch one of the best defensive players in the country. Last week, linebacker Jack Gibbons of the Wildcats had 14 tackles, 10 solo, a sack, a forced fumble and fumble recovery on the same play.
Wow.
A TFL. He intercepted a pass. Number 47 in your program, number 1 in your heart. And no, he did not drive the bus to the airport. However, he did tell the Greyhound driver where to park.
That's too good.
Okay. I love it. All right. Should be fun. Now, Virginia Tech will have a stern test against Pitt Saturday at Hines, but shouldn't have to play catch up. I couldn't resist. The Hokies are favored in coming off 2 losses, and Coach Justin Fuente has spent the week waxing poetically about the college game, his concerns about students and student-athletes, the college experience, everything. He even addressed the question when asked about, so, Coach, what about bowl games? What's going to happen in December? His response was just perfect for the week.
You'll be mad at me because you're going to say this is a cop-out, which it is a little bit. Football games are precious and opportunities are precious. There's not another sport where you work as hard in the off season and train as much for as few opportunities to actually get to play the game. And so, you know, by and large, our kids have welcomed the opportunity to get to play games.
I'm guessing that Tech playing in Hines against Pitt this weekend should be a number one ready.
All right, Tech all right. You know, you got heady with your success there, and
you
started reading your clippings, and I see what happened there.
I overstepped. Tech is favored by 3.5 and should win by a couple of touchdowns. That's my pick. So anyway, that's your Saturday recipe for Virginia. Virginia Tech. You got Clemson, Florida State early. It'll be fun to see Trevor Lawrence back, so he could be an absolute. It's going to rain here all weekend, so I'll have a chance to catch up on it. Yeah, I did overstep. So
that's all right. Stay in your lane. I think that's what Bronco would say. Although I must say, Bronco's statement from your report always sounded better when it was Lou Holt saying it.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're playing Albemarle High School, and I'm telling you, they're really well coached. And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't beat us. I know we're the number one college team in the country playing a high school team, but I'm telling you, they're really good.
That's right. You always gotta show. You gotta show respect.
And that's
so,
it.
But I'm anxious to see this kid play linebacker.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid. So
I know some Wahoo fans that probably aren't. Somebody
but
says
Abilene Christian had a game canceled. They were supposed to play somebody, so they had to cancel. So Virginia was scouring the country, you know, a month or so ago, trying to say, hey, we'd like a non-conference game at some point. We didn't want another bye week. And so anyway, that's how it ends up.
It's the game version of the transfer portal. I like it.
Absolutely. No, it's absolutely.